Macmillan Audio presents Ghosts of the Tsunami, Death and Life in Japan's Disaster Zone, by Richard Lloyd Perry, read for you by Simon Vance.
What is this flesh I purchased with my pains? This fallen star my milk sustains? This love that makes my heart's blood stop, or strikes a sudden chill into my bones and bids my hair stand up? W.B. Yeats. On March 11th, 2011, two catastrophes struck northeast Japan. The second began in the evening, when reactors at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant melted down following the failure of their cooling systems. Explosions in three of the reactors scattered radioactive fallout across the countryside. More than 200,000 people fled their homes. But thanks to a swift evacuation and a good deal of luck, nobody died as a result of the radiation. It is too soon to be sure about the long-term consequences of Fukushima, but it may turn out that nobody ever will. The earthquake and tsunami that set off the nuclear disaster had a more immediate effect on human life. By the time the sea